Where's Art, you wonder? Annie Dugan knows the answer to that question. She joins us as our guest host for Where's Art? Monday mornings right here on Northland Morning. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Hello, Miss Lisa. How are you?
So, art everywhere?
Exactly. That's our mantra in Duluth, and we're fulfilling it again this week. Tuesday, tomorrow evening, at the Tweed, Ann Klestad is going to speak about the work of Robert Minoncello. The Tweed just opened two amazing shows a few weeks ago. Sharon Loudon in their Saks Gallery in the back is a three-dimensional referencing two-dimensional work, but it just takes up the whole thing. It's amazing. And then in the front gallery is work by Robert Minoncello. He's a painter from New York. He's very much a painter's painter, and when I say that, you know, he really understands where he sits in art history, so he has all these really interesting quotes from art history and contemporary painting, and also just is an amazing skilled worker as well. So Ann Klestad, I love that the Tweed is having an artist speak about his work, because I think, you know, in addition to her critical skills and as a writer, she has this rich background in art, so she can speak about his work in a really fun way. So I'm really looking forward to that talk at the Tweed at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. Thursday, Shauna Gilmore, another painter, this time a Duluth painter, is going to open a show at UWS in Superior at 5 p.m. We're actually, the Duluth Art Institute is going to have a solo show of Shauna's work this winter, starting in February. But she's created all new work for UWS. There'll be all new work for Duluth. She is incredibly prolific. The scenes she's doing for the UWS show, it's really interesting. Her source material is these old photographs, you know, she finds in thrift stores, of people she, you know, that seem sort of familiar but obviously aren't. And the worlds that she creates, I mean, she's very much a flat painter. You know, you see her work functioning in this two-dimensionality. She's interested in pattern, she's interested in illustration, she's interested in these odd narratives, and anyway, it's going to be fabulous work. That's Thursday at 5 p.m. in their gallery. On Friday, at the American Indian Housing ICO, is going to be work by Slats Fairbanks. He's another painter. We have a painting week this week, which is really fun. And his work is going to be opening at 5:30 p.m. They always, if you're looking for the best food in town at a party, I hate to say it, ICO is the best. They always put out just an amazing feast. So, you know, it's all about the art, but the food is a bonus, and at ICO, the food is always amazing. So Friday, come for Slats Fairbanks and the food at Friday at ICO at 5:30. You can sort of make it a night, because the Prove Gallery, sort of their biggest show of the year, is this Friday. It's Plies with Purpose, P-L-Y-S, so plywood, like the board on a skateboard. They've had 30 artists from across the country, and actually, I think, international artists as well as some locals. 30 skateboard decks have been decorated, transformed. Artists sort of have free range with this plywood deck. So some of them create sculptures, some of them just use it as a painting surface, some of them add materials. It's always really fascinating. And all the proceeds, those boards are then auctioned off at a silent auction through December 5th. And proceeds of that go to different skateboard parks in town. So this one is going to a skateboard park in Gary, New Duluth. And they're premiering a couple skateboarding movies with that opening on Friday. So it's always a fabulous show. It's really interesting to see what different artists do with skateboards. And it all goes to a very, very good cause. And then on Saturday, there is a pop-up shop in Lincoln Park. So just down, I think it's 2301 Superior Street, right across the street from Equilibrium 3. ICO is having, they've just redone this laundry space. They're doing eco laundry as well as a gallery and a coffee shop. So it's a really fun way to experience Lincoln Park on a Saturday from noon to 5. They have 30 different artists selling local native items. And if you want to get, I don't want to say the C word, the C-H-R-I-S-T-M-A-S word.
Good.
But if you want to get, if you want to start shopping, that is the place to do it. So it is definitely a full week.
It is indeed. Annie, thanks a million. And we will schmooze with you again next Monday.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan is our host for Where's Art? Mondays at 8:20 right here on 103.3 KUMD.